practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast coming to you from the studios of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather together today with the intent to worship our Lord and to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith at a good, solid, Bible-believing church. We're going to begin the program today with a song entitled One Day. It's not the same rendition that you know. It's a different rendition, but I believe that it'll be a blessing to your heart. Listen as this presentation is given.
Praises. One day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is He. Living He loved me, dying He saved me, buried He carried my sins far away, rising He justified freely forever. One day He's come. Despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is He. One day the grave could conceal Him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then He arose over death He had conquered. Now is ascended, my Lord. Sins far away, rising He justified freely forever. One day He's coming. Living He loved me, dying He saved me, buried He carried my sins far away, rising He justified freely forever. One day He's coming, oh glorious day.
The trumpet will sound for His coming.
One day, the skies with His glory will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one's bringing. Glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine. Living He loved me, dying He saved me. Buried He carried my sins far away. Rising He justified freely forever.
That's absolutely true. One day He's coming, oh glorious day, and that could be today. We recognize as we study the Word of God that there is not one thing that yet has to be fulfilled before the rapture of the church. It could happen even before this broadcast is over. And I know every one of us as Christians say, Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today, and I do trust and pray that you are preparing to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church where you can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith. When this program first went on the air many, many years ago, the intent of it was to prepare our hearts to go to church. That's why this broadcast is on this radio station early on Sunday morning. And over the last years, I might even say over the last decades, many people have turned away from the church. And that's something that should not be named among born-again believers. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And so, if you happen to be a Christian, you've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, but you've not been in church for a long, long time, why don't you obey God? You might have your excuses, you might have your thoughts, you might have your ideas, but why don't you obey God and get back to church, a good, solid, Bible-believing church where you can study the Word of God and where you can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Now, if you don't have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30. Our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And then we always have a midweek service in the middle of the week, obviously, on Wednesday. And on Wednesday, we meet at 6:30 with our children and youth ministries, and then at 7 o'clock for our prayer meeting and Bible study, and we always have a great time in the Lord. We have other various activities taking place, and I would encourage you to go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn about our ministry. But if we can serve you spiritually speaking, please contact us. You may write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can call us at 814-944-2894. 814-944-2894. The office hours here at the church are Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 and then from 1 to 4. And so you can call during that time, but if you call outside of that time, please leave a message. If it's a prayer request, we will take that prayer request to God's throne of grace. If it's a question that you have about the Bible or whatever the case may be, we will do our very, very best to get back with you. But we do want to help you in your walk with the Lord, which number one means that it's our desire that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you cannot find a time when you've called upon the name of the Lord, please do so. Remember, John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the tremendous thing about the message of the gospel is that no matter what a person's background is, no matter what their sins may have been, no matter what their spiritual condition might be, they can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And that means you. No matter who you are, no matter what your nationality may be, no matter what nation that you are dwelling in, no matter what your spiritual condition is right now, if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you, he will do it. That's what the Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Clearly it says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means you. And if you go to the Lord and say, Lord, I recognize I'm a sinner. I recognize that you're the Savior of the world, and I ask you to save me and deliver me from my sin, and you really mean that, he will. And so I would encourage you to do that this morning if you've not yet done so. And if you do that, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we will send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. At the end of the program, our contact information will be given once again. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you and praise you for the opportunity that we have to be gathered around the radio this morning. And it is my prayer that if there is even just one person under the sound of my voice in this vast audience who has not yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, that today would be the time of salvation for them. And then, Lord, I would pray for Christians who are not walking with you. They've gotten away from you for one reason or another. I pray that the program today will be used of your Holy Spirit to bring them back into a right relationship with you. And then, Lord, for those Christians who haven't attended church in a long time, well, it is my prayer that your Spirit will speak to them as well, that they might get back involved with a good, solid, Bible-believing church out of obedience to you, that they might be built up in the faith and encourage others as well. Now, Lord, we commit this broadcast into your hands, praying that you will use it for your glory and your glory alone, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's that good old hymn of the faith, How Great Thou Art. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, and I would like to read with you verses 3 through 6. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6, where the Word of God says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. That's Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6 from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God. And now before I deliver a message entitled Preparing for Worship, let's listen to another hymn of the faith, My Faith has found a resting place.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living One, His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. My heart is leaning on the Word, the written Word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through His blood. I need no other argument, I need no other. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost He came to save. For me His precious blood He shed, for me His life He gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, it is enough that Jesus died, it is enough that Jesus died.
And how we can rejoice over the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ did die for each and every one of us on that cross nearly 2,000 years ago. If you have a copy of God's Word, please turn with me this morning to Psalm 96. I want to read with you verses 1 through 9, which is really a call to worship the Lord. Psalm 96, verses 1 through 9, and if you cannot follow along in your copy of God's Word, just listen carefully as I read. The Word of God says, O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised, for He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. That's Psalm 96, verses 1 through 9. And today I want to speak to you on the subject of preparing for worship. If you are a regular listener to this broadcast, you will know that practically every Sunday morning, I mention that the purpose of this program is to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And I do trust that you will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. But I want us to focus specifically on this concept of worship, simply because of the fact that I believe that many Christians truly have failed to understand it. And I'm including myself in that. When we take into consideration of how great God is and how infinite we are in being able to understand the things of God, I'm not certain that our worship ever amounts to what it should be to exalt the Lord the way we should be exalting Him. But still, we ought to have a right understanding of worship from the Word of God and put our heart into that worship, whether it's with others at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church, or whether it's when we are by ourselves, driving down the highway, or sitting at home, or doing whatever we are doing. You see, we don't have to go to church to worship God. Certainly, we should go to church to worship the Lord, but we can worship the Lord throughout the course of the week, wherever we are and in whatever we are doing. But how do we worship the Lord properly? How can we prepare our hearts for worship? Well, keep in mind that the word worship basically means to ascribe worth to God and to give Him all the worth and the glory and the praise that He deserves. That's what we need to keep in mind, whether we are worshiping the Lord at home during our personal devotions or private time with the Lord, or whether we are at the local church with others of like precious faith. To worship God means to ascribe worth to Him and then give Him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that He deserves. What does it take to do that? Well, in Psalm 96 and verse 9, it says, "Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Now there, by the way, we see a command. It says, "Oh, worship the Lord." That is a command that each and every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior should do. We should be constantly in an attitude of worshiping the Lord. But it says here we should be doing that in the beauty of holiness. In the beauty of holiness. Why? Because God is holy. He's the thrice holy God. Remember back in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, when Isaiah saw into the great throne room of God, the seraphim were there shouting, "Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord." And by the way, in the Hebrew language, when something is mentioned three times in the row like that, that means it's continual. So if we could see into God's throne of grace and into His throne of glory right now, we would see those seraphim singing, "Holy, holy, 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 holy unto the Lord." And so if we are going to worship Him in the beauty of holiness, there are several things we need to take into consideration and to keep in mind. First of all, we must be certain of our salvation. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you cannot worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness because you are still living in your trespasses and sins. If we are going to worship the Lord, we must be cleansed from our trespasses and sins. And the only way to see that that is done is by trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. For when we call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save us through His precious blood, the power of His precious blood, all sin is cleansed. All sin is taken away, and we are washed spiritually clean. So if you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, you cannot worship Him in the spirit of holiness. Make certain that you are saved. Secondly, be certain of confessed sin. You see, God is a holy God, and if we are going to worship Him in the spirit of holiness, we must make certain that before we begin to worship Him, that we confess any unconfessed sin that might be in our lives. And that simply means to agree with God that we've wronged Him. And 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So let us make certain that all known sin is confessed, and particularly as we approach church on the Lord's Day. Even before we get up out of bed and get ready to go to church, let's confess any sin that might be in our lives so that the Spirit of God might begin to work in our lives so that we can gather with others to worship the Lord in the spirit of holiness. Number three, let's be certain of our genuine praise. Let's be certain of our genuine praise. God loves us to sing praise unto Him. In fact, here in Psalm 96, it begins by saying in verse 1, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day." You see, we are to be singing praise unto God. We can also speak praise unto God. But let's make certain that it is genuine. And what I mean by that, let's not just say praise the Lord or sing the song praise Him, praise Him, praise Him without meaning. You see, if we just say praise the Lord or sing a song of praise and don't mean it, then that is a lie before God. And when we come to worship Him and when we come before His throne to worship Him, we should certainly not be lying. We should be genuine. And therefore, it's important that we make certain that our praise is genuine. Then, if we are going to worship the Lord in the Spirit or the beauty of holiness, we must make certain that we have an open heart. You see, when we go before the Lord to worship Him, without a doubt, through His Word and through the operation of His Holy Spirit, we will be taught things. We will be shown perhaps areas of sin in our life. We will be challenged by the Spirit of God to do better and greater things for the cause of Christ. And so when we are worshiping the Lord, let's not have a closed heart. Let's have an opened heart, whereby we would say, Lord, whatever it is you want me to do, I will do. And then number five, let's be certain of a responsive will. In the time of worship, the Lord may say to us, ma'am, I want you to do this. Well, let's put a name in there. Sally, I want you to do that. Bill, I want you to do that. Will you do it? Respond to the Lord as you worship Him and make that worship complete. So to be able to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, be certain of your salvation. Be certain of confessed sin. Be certain of a genuine praise. Be certain of an open heart. And be certain of a responsive will. And watch how God will be glorified through your worship. I want to thank you so very much for joining us today on the program. I do trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. And until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen indeed.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services. Wednesday is 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.